The seventh day of Sukkot is referred to as Hoshana Rabbah. Literally, Hoshana to save, Rabbah, the great day of salvation. We know, source number 1 points out, the B'nai Yisachar tells us, on the Pasuk, Aryeh Sha'ag Mi Lo Yira, a lion roars, the Pasuk in Amos, who is not afraid? The Aryeh, Aleph Reish Yud Hei, the lion, is an acronym for the days that should create great fear within us. Aleph is Elul, the Reish is Rosh Hashanah, the Yud is Yom Kippur, and the Hei stands for Hoshana Rabbah. What we need to try to understand is, what is this great fear that's attached to Hoshana Rabbah? What is Hoshana Rabbah all about? How do we characterize the day of Hoshana Rabbah? In particular, we need to understand, what does it mean when we keep on saying Hoshana, Hoshana? What does the word, what is the phrase, Hoshana, that Hashem should save us? What is this referring to? What is this all about? Now, on a technical level, if we take a look at what Hoshana Rabbah is, just that we understand the dynamics of what goes on this day, Rabbi Eliyahu Kitov in Sefer Tadad teaches us that each day of the Sukkot festival, after we recite Hallel, after the Musaf, each according to the custom of the congregation, the Chazan congregation say the first four Hoshanas responsively, take out a Sefer Torah from the Bima, and then you circle the Bima, holding the Lulav and Esrog, and recite the longer Hoshanas prayer for the respective day of the festival. On Hoshana Rabbah, instead of circling the Bima once, we circle it seven times with many, many more prayers that are recited. At the end of the recitation of these prayers, we beat the Arava, right? We circle it with the Lulav and Esrog, and at a certain point we put down the Lulav and Esrog and just hold the Arava in our hand, the special willows in our hand, and then at the end of these prayers, we chotvim et aravot, we beat the Arava on the ground, and say again special prayers. And this is following, this is the end of source 2, what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, where they would circle the altar once and say, Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Oshlichana, and then on Hoshana Rabbah they would circle it seven times. This is how we characterize the day. The Sefer Rabbi Eliyahu Kitov goes on, why was the rite of the Arava prescribed for Hoshana Rabbah? What's this whole idea of taking the Aravos and beating it? The Sefer Akeach answers that the reason is that the Arava grows near water, right? The willows are by water. And on Hoshana Rabbah, mankind is judged as regard to water. To commemorate the kafos around the altar, we circle the Torah scroll in the Bima, because after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, we have nothing left except the Torah as our altar of atonement. Now, although the Torah does not give this day any special status, it's like a regular Chol Hamoed, it's not a Yom Tov, the people of Israel traditionally observe many customs that are particular to this day and invest it with an especially solemn character. We have the custom from the times of Chagai Zechariah HaMalachi of taking the Arava, beating on the ground, and saying special tefillahs. There's a custom to stay awake all night of Hoshana Rabbah. There's a special tikkun you read from the Book of Dvarim, as well as many people have a custom of saying the entire Book of Tehillim, the night of Hoshana Rabbah. Festival clothes are worn. Some have the custom wearing white clothes, those on Yom Kippur, of lighting candles, which remain from Yom Kippur. We know in the Ashkenazi custom that the morning davening is similar until Nishmat to the Shabbos davening of the special Halukah, special songs of praise to Hashem, of the Tehillim of Shabbos. And it is customary to eat a specially festive meal. Later in the day, a light snack is eaten, and special blessings recited at this last act of dwelling in the sukkah. And we know that there is a custom, all these are customs, of eating kreplach three times a year. Kreplach is that special food of meat wrapped around in dough. We eat it Erev Yom Kippur meal, we eat it on Hoshana Rabbah meal, and we eat it on the Purim Suda. And the common explanation, there's a lot of Torah on kreplach. Every Minhag Yisrael is a lot of Torah. So three times we bang. We bang our chest on Yom Kippur, we bang the Aravos on Hoshana Rabbah, and we clap for Haman. What that has to do with Kreplach? Good question. Go look it up. Having said all of this, okay, I understand that it's a day where we're davening for rain, we're davening for a sustenance which is dependent on rain, and the willows are connected to the rain. But obviously, our Yesha Ad Milo Yura, there must be more to Hoshana Rabbah, that it has this level that you know, have special davening, even though it's chol, and you wear white clothes, and you're supposed to have a special meal. And it's hard, because it's, at least for women who aren't in shul, like, what is Hoshana Rabbah for us? Okay, so some women do say the book of, whole book of Tehillim, Hoshana Rabbah night. But you're in the kitchen cooking. For some it's 1 day yantif, for some it's a 2 day yantif. There's a tremendous pressure to be in the kitchen and prepare and to cook. And yet we're supposed to have a meal on Hoshana Rabbah. And in what way, you know, it's such a crazy day. How do we celebrate and commemorate this day? And what is this day all about? What should we be thinking about Hoshana Rabbah? What's our avodas Hashem? That it takes on such a tremendous level of being akin to Yom Kippur. So I try to take a look at three levels of understanding Hoshana Rabbah. And with that, we need to try to understand why the Arava, the willow, is a central motif of the holiday. The willow, we know, is the one without tam v'ariach. It doesn't have a smell, it doesn't have a taste. It's the lowest of them all. What's the idea of beating the Aravas on the floor? We need to try to understand this. And again, there are many, many approaches to all of these questions. And we know that after we beat the Hoshanas on the ground, there's a custom to put them on top of the Aron Kodesh. Where's that? What is that custom all about? How do we understand that? So there's a tremendous amount that we need to understand in looking at Hoshana Rabbah. And as I said, Bezrat Hashem, we will look at this on three levels. And on each level, understand the idea of Hoshana, save us, or whatever Hoshana means, we'll talk about, on three different aspects, and I think it will give us somewhat of a perspective of what the day of Hoshana Rabbah is about, and how we can celebrate it in a much more meaningful way than just being in the kitchen preparing for Yontif. We'll begin with source 4. Again, Rabbi Eliyahu Kito, Hoshana Rabbah marks the day when the judgment which begins on Rosh Hashanah is sealed. At the beginning of the period of judgment, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all the world's inhabitants pass an individual review before God. During the festival of Sukkot, the entire world is judged concerning water, fruit, and produce. The seventh day of the festival, Hoshana Rabbah, is the day that this judgment is sealed. Because human life depends on water, and all depends on the final decision, Hoshana Rabbah is invested with a certain similarity to Yom Kippur, and is therefore marked by profuse prayer and repentance. And he continues by quoting a very interesting Medrash. Medrash says, Hashem said to Abraham, I am one, and you are one, right? A yochi. I will grant your descendants one single day in which they can atone for their sins. And we would expect the next line to be Yom Kippur. No, the next line is Hoshana Rabbah. What is this? The Matei Moshe explains that Hashem told Abraham that should Rosh Hashanah be insufficient to atone for their sins, and then Yom Kippur will atone. And if Yom Kippur does not, then Hoshana Rabbah will. Right? We all know this, you know. Some of us don't wake up in Elul. Some of us don't even wake up in Tkiyas Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Some of us, even of us, are sleeping during Yom Kippur. And then suddenly it hits us. Oh my gosh, this is it. Hoshana Rabbah gives us that final chance. And that's why it's the day of Avraham Avinu. It's the day of Chesed. The day of God's kindness. And we know the Zohar Kadosh tells us that the decrees that were made on Yom Kippur are then given over, the notes are given over on Hoshana Rabbah, i.e. they are now sealed. The Chotam Ali Bechet. That's the idea of Hoshana Rabbah, this farm talk about, is a seal, that the decrees are now sealed, handed over to the Malachim, the concept of now they're going to be put into practice, put into fruition. And that is why until Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshana Rabbah is the last day that you can change things before the Ptakim, before the notes are given over. And this is why there is why Klal Yisrael on this day have a custom of wishing each other a Pitka Tova, a good note, or in Aramaic, you probably have heard, a good note. You should have a good note, that the note that's being carried out should be a positive note. That's what one wishes on Hoshana Rabbah, a good kvittel. The Mipi Sfarim, the Sofrim, wants to understand this. What does it mean that we are a judgment on Yom Kippur, and then we have until Hoshana Rabbah to change his judgment. Is it not sufficient that we got kapara, that we got forgiveness on Yom Kippur? Why do we need this extra time? So again, one approach is some people do need this extra time. But he quotes here the idea of the Eretz Tzvi, who says that even though we have got kapara and tara on Yom Kippur, forgiveness and purity, there is sometimes situations that, albeit that Hashem forgives us, but it still means that we need to suffer some consequences. The result of what our behavior is, okay, Hashem has forgiven us, but it has created some aspect in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still mete out some type of punishment, albeit less of a punishment. But when you do tshuva, right, particularly tshuva meira, which is Yom Kippur, out of awe, the stonos, that which you did on purpose, turn into shkuggles, as if you've done it accidentally, and that carries with it some repercussions. So after Yom Kippur, we're still holding a whole slew of repercussions from our actions. Comes along Sukkot, which is at the end of six, end of seven, Achein Aideish Adam Shabbat Tshuva Me'ava, because Sukkot is the time of Zman Simchasenu. It's the ultimate time, Vayita Ach Sameach, to be rejoiceful. So now we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an aspect of Ahava. And when we come to Hashem with an aspect of Ahava, out of love, V'zman Mechusha L'kachu Dafka B'chag HaSukkot, Sukkot is a time which is a relationship of love. So then, and we realize what we've done to Hashem, and we say, oh my gosh, how could I, going against my master who I love so much? So then my whole tshuva takes on a whole different aspect. And now on Hoshana Rabbah, when I turn to Hashem, I'm now turning to Him out of yira, out of tshuva, out of fear. I'm turning to Him out of tshuva, out of love. And now when I turn to Him out of tshuva, out of love, so then my aveiros turn into zchuyos, they turn into mitzvos. So what is the whole idea of Hoshana Rabbah? Why do we stand in awe on Hoshana Rabbah? Because here we have the opportunity of taking all the repercussions of our sins, which were only turned into, if we did tshuva out of yira, out of fear, into accidental. We have the opportunity on Hoshana Rabbah, it's the grand finale, to take in the whole impetus of Sukkot and the whole awakening, and now come closer to Hashem out of tshuva, mi'ahava, out of love, and now all of our aveiros have turned into mitzvos, and we've wiped away clean all of these repercussions. And that's why the Baruch Chaim, Rav Biderman in 9a, points out, v'lachein tzarich lachzor b'tshuva me'omek haleib, the Hoshana Rabbah, right, a lion screams, who's not afraid? Hoshana Rabbah is a time for us to do tshuva out of love. And he says, this man chavita ta'arava misuga l'tshuva. Particularly, the Beis Aharon says that the time of beating the arava, beating those willows on the ground, is a great time to do tshuva. Because this is the grand finale, we then turn to Hashem and say, we want to start again. Arava is the gematria of Ezer. Help us, Hashem, that we become completely new. And lahamtika gvuros v'shushbach ha-sadim v'olam, that we can sweeten all the judgments and just have chesed in this world. So this is what Hoshana Rabbah is about. Hoshana Rabbah is the end, the grand finale of the Yom HaDin. And we have the ability to take all the severe repercussion of the aveiros we've done and turn them into mitzvos. And this is the idea that our kvito, our petek, is being given over. It's interesting. Rav Biderman notes in 9b that there are some Hasidic minhagim in the Chernobyl Hasidic dynasty, as well as others, to make a challah in the shape of a ladder, to teach us that this is it's a symbol that our kvito should be handed down, the ladder, and it should be a sign of goodness. Again, it's a different minhagim. Again, as we'll see, this holiday is filled with minhagim. This we can appreciate, which is really what Sukkot is about in general. The Shvilei Pinchas, where Pinchas Friedman talks about the idea that Chazal described the Shechina on the Sukkah, divine providence on the sukkah of Hapore Sukkah Shalom Aleinu, that Hashem spreads His sukkah of peace on us. And the idea is when we sit in our house and we're involved in our physical activity, Sometimes we're disconnected from Hashem, but when we're sitting b'tzila demnusa, we're sitting in the shadow of faith, and we're sitting under the kanfei Hashchina, then Hashem reveals His tremendous love for us. Kanesher, Yair Kinoa goes alav yirachev, like the bird that's hovering over the nest of its young. And therefore, O King, kamayim apanim apanim mitore etzlenu avadolo kadosh baruch hu. The Shvila Pinchas explains the dynamics of this tshuva mi'ava. How do we reach this level of love? So one idea is the simcha, is the joy in the holiday. And the other is, when you're sitting in the sukkah, you should feel like Hashem is embracing you. We've spoken about this in the past, the Ari HaKadosh, that the halacha of how, what constitutes a wall of a sukkah, of one side, another side, and a little bit of the third side, that is an embrace, it's a hug. We should feel that Hashem is embracing us. When we feel that love of Hashem toward us, the idea is a reflection. Hashem will, we will respond by showing love to Hashem as well. And that feeling of Hashem's taking care of me, and I just want to respond by loving Hashem back, that is going to inspire and invigorate within us this tshuva mi'ava, this tshuva of love. Why then do we beat the aravos on the ground? How does this fit into this custom? So the Datraga, Rav Shraga Grossbart, in sources 11 and 12, says very beautifully. He says, in Hoshana Rabbah we say, Ani v'hoi hoshiyana. A person has to be able to be in a state of shlemus, in a state of oneness. And we know that the whole idea of the lulav and the esrog and the hadassim and the aravos is all different types of people come together. And the aravo represents b'li tam v'reach, it represents the rishayim. They don't have mitzvos, they don't have Torah, they have nothing. So all yontif, we're with them. But on Hoshana Rabbah, we should reach a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the idea, can say, you know what? I've given you a week. You told me you wanted to be better. You told me that you were going to really improve. Let me see, during this week of Sukkot, did you really mean it? Or were you just standing in Yom Kippur saying this? And the litmus test of our behavior comes on Sukkot. Comes Hoshana Rabbah, we take the Aravos, which represents on this level, and there are many levels, that part of us which is the Rishayim part of us, the wicked part of us, the part of us that has not taste nor smell, that part of us which is devoid of any spirituality. And we beat it on the ground. And we say, that part of us is what we want to eradicate from within us. We are no longer connected to that part of us. We're taking that part, we're beating that part, and what we are making is a lachen chotvimo bayom atarava l'ramei shachen adata siraftu tarishayim imat sadikim. And v'alshav, e'ef sharli tzarefi mahem, el kol achad tzarich liot tzadi gabor b'matzav shal nivahu. I have to be separate from him. Till now, I've had that Russia in me. Now, I've separated from him. And this is, perhaps on a deeper level, why we take those very aravos, which represent that sinful part of us, the Rishayim part of us, and we put it on the Aron Kodesh, because this is exactly what we're speaking about. That when a person does tshuva mi'ahava out of love, your sins turn into mitzvos. Those very aravos, which represents, you know, beating them on the ground, getting rid of them, eradicating them, I could take those very aravos and put them on top of the Aron Kodesh, of the Holy Ark, and say, you know what? I can take that negative part of me, the aveiros, and I can turn them into pure mitzvos. And this, my friends, is why, as the Tiva Moadim Rav Gamliel points out in 13, one has to be very careful on Hoshana Rabbah, Lashuv Achshav V'tshuva Shleima, that we really have to work on making sure that all of our actions on Hoshana Rabbah, all of our tefillas, all of our Maisim Tovim, are really on the highest level. Because this is the grand finale, and everything goes after the end, right? The signature on the bottom, this is it, the Chotem, the seal. This is the bottom line. The bottom line is Hoshana Rabbah. Shmini Atzeret, Simchas Torah is already a separate day. Maybe another year if Hashiach doesn't come, we'll deal with that. But this is where it's at. This is the final day of Sukkot. Shmini Atzeret, its own holiday, right? you know, B'yom Shmini Chag Atzeret. It has its own name. Hoshana Rabbah is the last day of Sukkot. This is the grand finale, and that's why we get dressed up in white, we have a Yontif Suda, we light candles, because it is mamish. We'll talk about why it's not a Yontif soon, with Hashem's help, but it is. It has this day of tremendous, tremendous Kedusha. It's a day of investing ourselves with tshuva me'ahava. It's a great definition of what tshuva me'ahava is, which will then allow us to have our first understanding on this level of what Hoshana is about, from Rav Margolin, crown him with joy. And he says, tshuva can be understood the same way. The verse says, ki panu elai oref. They face me with the back of their necks. This is surprising. How can the back of the neck be termed facing? The answer is they were fulfilling the mitzvot. This is the meaning of the term facing. However, they did it without love, without enthusiasm, just going through the motion. And this is symbolism of the back of the neck, which shows a lack of emotion. The meaning of they face me with the back of their necks is that they did the mitzvot, but coldly, without simcha. We see tshuva then in a new light. Tshuva is to turn back so that we are, quote-unquote, face-to-face with Hashem. That is to transform our inner selves into vehicles of love and desire for His Torah mitzvot in a joyous and generous spirit. And this is the idea. Why do we claim that there exists no greater distance than that between two people standing back-to-back? Aren't they, after all, physically close? He says this is the explanation. Because there are two types of closeness. There's closeness in space and closeness in relationship. Two people may be close in terms of physical space, but very distant from one another in the relationship. Tshuva, returning to Hashem, may be described in the same terms. To return to Hashem, this is the key, my friends, means to draw close to the place from which one has distanced himself. To build a positive relationship where they may, heaven forbid, exist a lack. The Baal Tanya thus redefined the very presence of essence of tshuva. Tshuva is about injecting the trait of joy into our performance of mitzvot. It's a face-to-face, panim al panim relationship. A person's relationship with Hashem is vital. This relationship finds expression in the joy that we bring to the fulfillment of the mitzvot. That is the reason why performing mitzvot joyously carries within it the seeds of atonement for our sins, far above and beyond the usual process of calculating the number of mitzvot and averos. And this, as we have said in the previous chapter, is the real meaning behind the Birkas Kohanim. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha. Hashem will turn His countenance to you. The whole idea of Hoshana Rabbah is to be able to take the whole experience of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and transform it into a Sukkot perspective, into a perspective of love, into a perspective of panim el panim, of face-to-face as we sit in the Tfilah Damnusa in the shade of Hashem's glory and say, Hashem, it's not just enough that I, you know, El or Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sersh Mitzvah, I went through the motions because I was afraid. No, I'm going through doing the mitzvahs because I love you, Hashem, because I want to connect with you. Yar Hashem Panav Elecha. We ask for over and over again our davening. Haras Pani. We want the face of Hashem. We want the relationship with Hashem. And the way to do that is through Ahava, through love, through Simcha, through joy. And that's how Hoshana Rabbah has to be celebrated. Has to be celebrated with this feeling of wanting to connect to Hashem, turning my averos into mitzvahs. With this, we can explain the Or Safun Shomel in Source 6. She'ikar inyano shaloshana eino bakasha latzala kipshuta. When we keep on screaming, Anat right, Hoshana, l'mancha lokeinu Hoshana, Hoshana l'mancha boreinu Hoshana. What does Hoshana mean? So it doesn't only mean save us. Ela bakasha mekutcha brichu lifnot eleinu. But it's rather deeper. Hashem, turn to us. Baharas panim, with your joyful countenance, lishta sheabanu, to enjoy us, to be involved with us, as it says, vayisha Hashem el hevel v'minchato, vel kain v'minchato lo sha'a, vayisha v'yifein, by the the sacrifices of Cain and Hebel at the beginning of the world, the word used of Hashem turning to Cain's korban and not turning to Hebel's sacrifice is Vayisha, which Rashi turns as Vayifen, to turn to be able to pay attention to. Do you know what it means, Hoshana? Hoshana is from the word Vayisha. Hashem, we're asking, turn to us. Shinyanasha Yeshua Rosponim. The real Hoshiana, the real salvation. What we really want from Hashem is we want Hashem's presence. We want His Harosponim. In Cain, the asterisk in 16, Im Sasha Tfilot Hoshana. That's why Hoshana, we're asking from a place of Simcha, Anyantef, of Simcha. Otherwise, what are we doing? Hoshana, save us. It's a time of Simcha. Why are we asking to be saved? But Hashem should turn to us with Haros Panim. He should have been Yakili Ephraim, Yelo Shashuim, Kimi De Dabi Boz, Achoros Kerenu O. And now I understand why, even on Shabbos and Yantif, when we're not supposed to ask for help, we still ask for Ha'er Panecha V'Nivashea. We still have, albeit limited, but we still have certain Hoshanas, different ones rather. There's still, without the Lulav Esrog, but we still say Hoshana, because we're asking for, on this first level, that Hashem should turn to us with grace, with favor. So my friends, the first idea of Hoshana Rabbah, it's a day, the challah with the ladder, it's a day when the kvittos are given over. It's a day of tremendous culmination of love. It's a day where I sing Tehillim at night out of connection to Hashem. I stay awake all night, like on Shavuos, because I want to attach myself to Hashem. It's a day where my mitzvos, my aveiros turn into mitzvos, not only to things done by accident. It's a day of Hoshana Rabbah, the great turning of Hashem toward us. It's a panim upanim relationship, that face-to-face, the grand culmination of the tshuva process. That's one way of looking at Hoshana Rabbah. But you know, my friends, there are many ways, and that's the beauty of the Ayin Panim, the 70 ways, the prism of being able to see things from many different angles. And we know there's a concept of gilu bir adam, to rejoice in trembling. And you can have two very different emotions at the same time. And that's the beauty of Yiddishkeit, right? We spoke about this by Rosh Hashanah in the past. Rosh Hashanah is a yantif, and yet it's a time of din, it's a time of judgment. And again, you can have many different emotions. So the first emotion of the day is joy, and I'm singing, and I'm so happy that I am, you know, going to be inscribed, and the kvittos and my tshuva is out of love. I feel Hashem's presence. Good. Then there's a second aspect of what Sukkot is about, and what the culmination of Hoshana Rabbah is about. The Lekach HaLibo, the second of the three levels. Itam Sefer HaKadosh Torah Semes from Leib LeEger, Shesuka Him Lashon Kivui. The language of Sukkah is a language of, and he quotes it from based on a Gemara in Sota, Mem Ham, and Beis, a language of longing, likavot, kavei el Hashem, chazak v'emetz libecha, kavei el Hashem, to yearn. Dihainu sheikar inyan shel Sukkah, yer yitziya l'sukkah, v'likavot l'Hashem yitbarach sheyoshia. The whole idea of Sukkah is I go out into the Sukkah with this yearning and longing that Hashem should save me. Because I realize that only when I am in Hashem's hands that I can be saved. And I leave the comforts of the security of self, and I turn to Hashem, realizing that all of these things that I have created, all my man-made walls, all those secure ceilings are very limited, and they're all illusions. And that the only salvation, Hashem, is going to come from you. This little hut with, you know, the ceiling is made out of bamboo poles and you know, palm leaves. But that is a symbol that in all of that vulnerability, that this is where I find my salvation. And the simcha of Sukkot, the simcha, the joy of Sukkot, is realizing that Hashem is here to take care of me. And he quotes here a Gevaldic idea from the Ramchal, who says in the Arun 17, Ma'ilas ha-mekaveh l'Hashem yitbarach, ha-mekaveh, he quotes, tamid b'simcha b'litzar. When a person really yearns and turns to Hashem for salvation, he's never in a state of pain. Ki ha-mitzar tamid hu b'yago v'anacha v'choshev she'en l'trufa. Because if you don't have Hashem, then you're always worried. What's going to happen with my bank account? What's going to happen with my health? What's going to happen? There's so many things to be worried about. You want a list to be worried about? Trust me, my friends, we can come up with things. If you leave Hashem out of the picture, you're right, you know, the house could explode. I mean, who knows what could happen, right? I mean, the sky's the limit of things you could be afraid of. Like, you would just stay under the covers your whole life. But when you realize that Hashem is the one taking care of you, when you realize that all of what you've built in your life is, again, this illusion of security, but the real security, and you see this in the financial market right now. I mean, that's like, you know, I heard quoted that Rabbi Fran says that one of the best Mussar Sfarim is the business section, where you see that things just go up and down. You can't trust anything. We've seen this in our lives. You know what? You know, and you want to know what Zman Simchasteinu is, says the Ramchal. The Zman Simchasteinu is the ability to trust in Hashem. Going out of our home and entering into the sukkah is our concrete way of saying, Hashem, I'm stepping out of the what I've created to rely on, and I realize that there's nothing to rely on but you. And when you know, it's again that imagery we spoke about of the bird hovering over its nest. Hashem hovers over the sukkah. He's taking care of us. He's watching us. That is the greatest simcha possible. And that's what the Ramchal is saying in the squiggly in 18, Sheshar Hashem Simcha Hu Hashem Mekavel Hashem Yitbarach. And that's the idea of Hoshana. When I turn to Hashem and I scream, Hoshana, save me, L'Adona Moshiach, this is when my Yeshua comes. Hoshana on the second level means that exactly that. Save me, Hashem. Why do we have Hoshanas every day? And Hoshana Rabbah is like Hoshana to the, you know, 12th degree or whatever, 7th degree. It's because I'm turning to Hashem and saying, I have nowhere else to look for my salvation but you. Every day, not only do I sit in the sukkah, I scream, Hoshana, Lamancha, Lokeinu Hoshana, save us! Because there's no one else to save us, Hashem, but you. You are the only address we have. You are the only place to turn to. And he goes one step further, Vaidea kivui yecholim liskot letara mikol havonos. When I'm able to really bring Hashem into the picture, that is what creates the forgiveness for my sin. And that's the Kedusha of Hoshana Rabbah. That's what it means. It's the last day. It's the grand finale. When I really believe that there's no other recourse or source but Hashem, bringing Hashem into my life, that's real tshuva. That's returning to my essence. That's the day of David HaMelech, whose whole life was about putting his faith into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, we know, at the end of 19, the very famous idea is brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim, the name David itself, Dalet, the way we pronounce the Hebrew letters teaches us about the letter, right? Gimel is Gimel, that's how it sounds, to give. And that's why the Gimel is facing the next letter. It's about giving. Dalet is from Dal. Dal means poor. David HaMelech saw himself poor, not physically, but poor Meisim Tovim. Who am I? What am I going to rely on? And then the Vav, Dalet, is the Kav Yashar. It's the Kivui. It's the straight line. It's the turning to Hashem, the Kav, the line, the Kivui, the turning to Hashem, the Vav HaChibur, the Vav of connection. And even after Hashem gives him, he remains a Dalet, the end Dalet. He remains with this understanding that all he has is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shua Secha, source 20, Kiviti, Zeh Soda, Hoshana Rabbah. You want to know the secret of Hoshana Rabbah on the second level? It's to rely completely on Hashem. L'shua Secha, for your salvation, Hashem, Kivisi, I long. To scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we know only to him he can save. Ma'ashbos Yarim Evyon. From the depths, Hashem can bring up those who are poor. This is the idea of banging the aravos, we could add. Because when we have nothing, we're on the ground, we're destitute, Hashem can bring us up. And this is the idea on a deeper level of the aravos are by the arve nachal. The aravos, the willows are by the arve nachal, are by the streams, by the river. Nachal is Rashi Tevos in the middle 21. Nafshenu Chizcha Lashem. My soul yearned for Hashem. The whole idea of taking the Arava It's somebody who has no tam vareach. I have nothing. All I have is emuna. All I have is my kivui. All I have is my yearning and longing for you. And that is what I take on Hoshana Rabbah. And that's why he notes here at the end of 21, 22, that there's so many minhagim on Hoshana Rabbah. Not halachas, because it's minhag is about emuna. I have a minhag of seinu. I take the tradition that's passed down from generation to generation. So on the second level, my friends, before we develop it with Hashem's help, the second level is about recognizing that Sukkot is about Hoshana. I scream out, Hashem, I can't do this myself. I'm limited. I'm David. I'm Dal. I'm nothing. I'm an Arava. I'm beaten on the ground. There's nothing that I have, but all I can say is, I have to rely on you, Hashem. I have Nafshenu Chitzchel Hashem, the Nachal. I have you to whom to rely on, that you have the ability to lift me up, to raise me up. If we just take this one step deeper, and then I want to move a little bit in a different direction with this second level. There's a great idea of Rav Wolfson. I just want to preface his, before we get to the punchline, which will connect to this idea. Rav Wolfson speaks about that in Source 23, that when God created the world, he created it in 7 days. And this parallels the 7 times it uses the word kol in the 29th chapter of Tehillim, kol Hashem HaKorach, kol Hashem HaHadar. And we know that in music, there are do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, right? There are 7 notes, and then the 8th returns to the 1st. So the day of 7 is the day of the completion of the song. And that's why Nishlamu Hashiva Kolot Higiya Zman Lashir L'Zamer. That's why when 7 comes, this is the time to burst out in song. I have all the notes there. Now I can put the whole song together. And that's why you have Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. That the whole idea of the and this parallels the amount of Mizmor Mei Tehillim we have on Friday night. And we say this Kapitel Tehillim because we are building up to this Mizmor Shir right after Lechadodi to be able to sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to sing Shira to Hashem. We also find, and then Shabbos itself is a Shira to Hashem. We also find in Pirkei Avot Eliezer that there's 7 rivers, and the 7th is Yam Kineret, from the word Kinor, again to sing. You find this by the 7 kosher animals. Ayal, Tzvi, Yachmor, Akol, Dishon, Ta'u. The 7th is Zemer, because it is the 7th. It is the one that sings Shira to Hashem. What we're trying to say is in all aspects of life, in the Bria, in the animal kingdom, in the water, the 7th is the one that is the concept of Shira to Hashem. The 7th is Shpizin, in people, right? In all dimensions, is David HaMelech, who was Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, the one who sang Shira to Hashem. And that's why he says the 7 days of Sukkot in 24 parallel the 7 days of creation, as if the creation of the world is being restarted now. And therefore, Hoshana Rabbah, which is corresponds to the 7th day, right, conceptually the 7th day of the creation, therefore it has the most mizmorim, it has the most singing, because it has the most tefillah, because, and we say the mizmorim of Shabbos in the morning, right, the Yoshev Esetter and Ranu Tzadikim, and all these mizmorim of Shabbos, Hodu Lashem, because it has that Shabbos aspect of it, of singing, it has this aspect of greatness. So, according to this, so then why isn't Hoshana Rabbah Yom Tov? Let's say Shvi Shel Pesach is the highest day of Pesach. So too, right? And that's the Shira Sayam, the singing of Klai Yisrael there. It all fits in a very beautiful package. So, okay, Hoshana Rabbah, I'm singing. And we have all these, you know, so instead of feeling, oh my gosh, Shul never ends. Wow! Right, this is creation of the world. This is the great singing. This is David HaMelech. So then the question becomes, so then why isn't it a Yom Tov? So perhaps one answer that Rav Wolfson gives is because Hoshana Rabbah is the day of the Arava. It's the day of the willow, which doesn't have Tam Vareach. That's us. It's the Chesed of Abraham. It's that day of kindness. It's about people like us who have nothing to hold by. So Hashem says, you're like a Yom Chol. You're like a regular day. You're not on the level of a Yom Tov. Im kein daika nikbar le Yom Chol kadesh yuchlu leachez bo shvelim sheinam zochim lor Shabbat. Hoshana Rabbah is even those people who aren't on such a great level. They have no tavareach, they have nothing, they're like the Arava, they have no smell, they have no taste. They can still hit Kedusha through Chol. They're not on a level of Shabbos. They're not on a level of a Yontif. They're not on that high spiritual level. They have nothing. But even those who have nothing are able to elevate themselves to a higher level. So it's a regular day, like a Chol HaMoed. Whatever Malach you do on Chol HaMoed, you can do on Hoshana Rabbah. But the fact that it isn't a moed is teaching us that even those who aren't connected, even those who aren't on the highest level, they still have the ability to sing Shira to Hashem. They still have the ability to reach these great levels. And that is why, my friends, if we continue on the next page, in Lekach Halibov, the whole idea of Sukkis is to realize that we are on this level of, we need to aspire to this level of humility. That we are, all of us, when we're honest with ourselves, we are on this level of Nivracha, which is each one of the statements of bowing to Hashem connects to different one of the regalim. Nivracha is Sukkis, where the kneeling, where the camels kneel. We're on this level where we have absolutely nothing. We just turn to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, I have nothing. It's a chol. I'm like a regular day. It's not even a yontif. But even with that, Hashem, you're allowing me to turn to you. And this is so beautifully stated in Rav Wolfson, where he says, Ha'arava meremez el Yisrael b'matzav shafel. The Arava represents us when we're on this low level. We have no tam, no reach, we have nothing. But you know what we have left? Tefila la'ani. We have the tefila, ka'ani v'petach. We have prayer. And the pasuk tells us that Hashem will never despise the prayer of the ar, of that flower, that plant in the desert that has absolutely nothing. And therefore, we beat the aravos on the ground to say, Shacha la'afar nafshenu, dafkar la'aretz bitanenu. We have absolutely nothing. We are nobodies. We can't even have a yontif. We realize that there's nothing. We're not holding by anything. But as soon as we make that statement, we take those ma'ashvos yorim evyon, and we put them on top of the Aron Kodesh to be in Ateret Baila, to enter into Shemini Atzeret, to be the crown, to be Kivyochol of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That very lowliness, that very realization that I am nothing, Hashem, that all I have is turning to you. Not with Gaiva. You know, God, my bank account can help me, my doctor can help me, and my brains can help me, and my job, and I have all the security, God, and I'm a somebody. It's not going to work. Hoshana Rabbah, we come to Hashem and we say, I've been sitting in the sukkah for 7 days, Kohelet. I realize, Havel Havolim, everything is Hevel. I have nothing. I bow to you, Hashem, with the realization, David HaMelech, I am completely in your hands. Ushua Secha Kivisi Hashem. I'm beating on the ground. There's nothing in me. I have nothing but you, Hashem. When I come to that level, then I can be the crown on the Sifrei Kodesh. Then I reach the highest levels. And the only thing, therefore, that we can focus in on, because we don't have anything, we're so devoid of Torah mitzvot, the only thing that we do have to come to Hashem with on Hoshana Rabbah is our mouth, is our kol. On Hoshana Rabbah 28, the people of Israel do not rely upon their righteousness or the righteousness of their forefathers. All that takes place on Hoshana Rabbah alludes to prayer, the many akafos, the taking of the arava, the seventh alas, who speaking David HaMelech. All of these are about the arava, about the tefillah. The arava is symbolic of man's lips and mouth, right? The heart is the esrog, the spine is the lulav, and the dasim are the eyes. The mouth is the arava. And neither taste nor fragrance correspond to the man who is possessing the Torah mitzvot nor good deeds. We put everything aside and we just take the arava. And we say, you know what, Hashem, when push comes to shove, our heart may be blemished, and our avodas Hashem may be blemished, and our Torah may be blemished. But one thing remains. We have one weapon, and that is l'shua secha kivisi Hashem. We have our mouths to be able to turn to you in prayer, to realize that we are relying on you. And this is why we only take the arava on separately on Hoshana Rabbah. David HaMelech v'ani tefillah. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Hoshana Rabbah. We can have great Yeshuos on this day through the koach of tefillah. tefillah. And that is our rave. That is what is so beloved to Hashem. So when I turn to Hashem and I turn to Him in order to completely rely on Hashem, I say to Hashem, the only thing that I have that I can give to you is my tefillah, is my connection to you, that I'm completely dependent on you. And my friends, we will make mention here that what are we supposed to daven for when we stand on Hoshana Rabbah? When we stand on this great day, Aryeshad Milo Yura, when I turn to Hashem and I say, Hashem, I'm completely dependent on you, and I'm davening to show you my complete dependence, what should the focus of our tefillah be? So obviously it's Lech Afalib of notes on 34 on the next page. Hoshana Rabbah, save us the great salvation, clearly. Geula, and the theme of many of the tefillahs is about Hashem, save us for your sake, save us for your name, save us this great salvation. Having said that, Sichor Yischaskor in 32-33 notes other areas where we should daven for. One, he says, Arava is the same gematria as Zera, as children. The Arve Nachal, that we have to daven for the Arevos, the responsibility that we have for our children. And he says that if you don't have Arve Nachal, if you don't shed tears like the river for your children, so then you're limited on what type of parent you are. And again, it's literally tears. And as he says in 31, no Shemana Esrei should go by where we do not daven for our children. And they're beautiful. And on the Aneni, they're beautiful tefillos. Photocopy it. Put it at the end of your siddur. Say it at the end of your Lurotzo. Some people say a short tefillah by Shema Koleinu. We have to daven for our children because we're living in an era where he says we are by the Arava, Melashon Chashkud, Erev, it's darkness, right? To mix, the light and dark mix. We're in an era where there is so much darkness with our children. It is so hard to raise children in this generation. A parent has to treat child raising like tefillin. You can't take your mind off of it for a second. We have to watch our children at every second. And he continues at the end of 31, thank Hashem for all the blessings He's given us with our children. Daven that we should have nachas de kedusha, real nachas from our children. But he continues, it's not only about davening for ourselves. There's an idea of arava from the word arevos, to feel this responsibility one for another. And we have to daven for other people in Klal Yisrael. Hoshana Rabbah. Everyone needs Yeshua. Some people need more, some people need less. Unless you say, well, I really don't feel the pain of another, so who am I to daven? It's like the lips. Even if the lips don't have anything, they have no feeling, no tam v'reach, they still work. Daven nonetheless. There are so many people. You know, we could just off the bat think of people who need children, need refuah, need parnasa, need. There's so many things people need. Need shiduchim. Daven. This is the day of Avas Yisrael. This is the day where we have to take concern, Avas Chaverim, that Klal Yisrael will be our raving zeh lazeh, will be connected and responsible one for another. And that's what Hoshana Rabbah is about. So my friends, what we've seen so far. On the first level, Hoshana Rabbah is a gevaltic day. It's a day of simcha, it's a day of ava, it's a day of joy, it's a day of love. It's a day where all my sins are forgiven and turned into mitzvot. It's a day where I feel this love toward Hashem and kamayim lapanim. And Hashem feels love toward me, I respond with that love back. And I say, Hashem, just give me haras panim, Hoshana, vayisha, vayifen, turn to me, higher panav elecha, turn to me, Hashem. I want a face-to-face relationship, I want to invest my mitzvah with passion. And during the time of the Chavitah Saravos, I say, I'm taking away the negative side of me, and all I'm going to have is the time of tshuva, of connection, of love, of all the mitzvahs I do, particularly on Hoshana Rabbah, will be dealt with simcha and singing and love, and the suit will be a suit like Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur Gevaltik. On the second level, totally different mood. Hoshana Rabbah is kivui. Hashem, save me. I have no other recourse. I don't rely on my Maisim Tovim. I don't rely on my Torah. I don't rely on my Chetah. I rely on nothing. I'm like an Arava. I'm beaten on the ground. There's nothing I can rely on. No schus I can rely on. No physical aspect I can rely on. I go into the sukkah and I say, Hashem, I'm completely dependent on you. And that feeling, complete dependency, David, Tao, the connection, the kivui, the Tao, that's what Hashem wants from us. He wants v'nich ra'ah to be in that level of realization that we have nothing except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then when I come to that realization, what I'm left with, I put down the Luluf and Esrom. And I'm left with is just the Arava. And what I'm left with is saying, Hashem, I have nothing except my tefillah. Panel tefillah tarar, turn to the tefillah of this lonely, you know, plant in the desert. V'lo basa tefillah tam, don't despise their tefillah. Hoshana Rabba is a day of great tefillah. Tefillah for our children, tefillah for other people. Hoshana Rabba, to say it. So my friends, even if, let's say, one doesn't go to shul on Hoshana Rabba, right? You still beat the Aravos, let's say, while you're cooking, right? While you're peeling potatoes, davit, onions are great. I always say this to my kids, when you're chopping onions and you cry, think of people who are in pain, people who are in need, and davit, allow your tears to mix with those tears. Gevaldik, make a lot of foods with onions, my friends. This is the time for davit. Have the tears for your children. Have the tears for others, right? Obviously, it's conceptual here and literal. That this is a time that while you're cooking, you can still be davening. You should be davening. Put it in, all that koach, into Hashem. This is a gevaldik time for me to connect with you. In the time that we have remaining, my friends, I'd like to take a look at one more level of Hoshana Rabbah, one more level of what Hoshana is in mind. Hoshana, turn to me. Hoshana, help! Hoshana Rabbah, third idea. Rav Pinkus 35, Yimei Adin Kolim B'Tocham Pratim Rabim. All these days had so many different aspects. Tshuva, Charata, Vidui, Simcha, learning Torah, careful with my mitzvahs. All of these things make up these 50 days or so. But you know what? If you don't have a relationship with Hashem, they're very nice that you know, we're more careful about your spiritual lashon, you're near careful about Torah and davening. But what is it? What are you leaving with? What's the bottom line? Again, Chotem. Chotem al Zroecha. That's Hoshana Rabbah, the seal, the bottom line. Hoshana Rabbah, we come to be able to summarize all the details. And we take a look at the 21 days of judgment, and we hold the Lulav and Esrog for the last time. The Lulav, which is our spine, the Adasim, which are our eyes, the Esrog, our heart, the Arava, our lips, and we shake them and we say, Hashem, I am completely yours. In the east, when things are good for me. In the west, when things aren't so good for me. In the north, when things are cold for me. I'm all yours. In the south, when things are too hot for me. I'm all yours. Up, down, it doesn't matter. When I have pranasa, when I don't have pranasa. When I'm healthy, when one's not healthy. I'm all yours. Tamit. You're my Hashem. You know what Hoshana Rabbah is about? Hoshana Rabbah is to take that lulav and esrog for the last time and say, Hashem, I am completely in your hands. I feel that my whole life is about you. And then I kiss the lulav and esrog and I put it down. Similar to when we leave the sukkah, there's an inyan of kissing the sukkah. And then I take the arava and I say, Hashem, you know what? I'm left, bottom line. What am I left with? I'll tell you what I'm left with. I'm left with arava dome l'sfatayim. I'm left with my lips. And you know what the lips are about? Yishakeni m'nishikot piyu. Hashem, when push comes to shove, what's the bottom line? What am I left with? I'm left with recognizing, Hashem, how much I love you. How I want to be, you know, connected with you. And the idea of the mouth, again, is what we began with shofar of Rosh Chodesh Elul, of Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur has the shofar. It's the breath of life in us. That we turn to Hashem and I say, Hashem, you know what I'm left with? I'm left with the kiss of my mouth. I'm left with that breath of mouth of realizing that I'm connected with you. And this is the cheshbon nefesh of Hoshana Rabbah. When I look at myself, I say, am I a tzura? Do I have the shape, the way I act? Is it like a Ben Torah? Is it like a Bas Yisrael? Is it somebody who reflects somebody who has a connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? This is the question I need to ask myself. After I've done all the details, now let's step back. What does the picture look like? What am I left with? What am I, you know, carrying home with me, so to speak? And the Tosha Rebbe in Avodah Savoda notes, Hoshana, Na is Nun Aleph. This represents the the 50 days, starting with Rosh Chodesh Elul. There's different counts, whether Hoshana Rabbah is the 50th day, the 51st day, depends on how you count. Similar to Shavuos. It's a time of culmination. It's a time of ending. And he speaks about that 50 is the end of 7 by 7. 7 is to work on the 7 different midos every week, working on a different midah. The last week is obviously all the shpizim we spoke about last year on the different midos they have. But when I've worked on myself for these 50 days, I then turn on Hoshana Rabbah and I say, Hoshana Nun Aleph Hashem, save me in the schus, the merit of the work of the 50 days. What has that work been? Hosha Nun Aleph Hoshieni Shebeyom Hanun, the bold in 39, bold line, that save me on this 50th day on Hoshana Rabbah, that I'll be able to Nun Aleph, that I'll be able to take all 50 days and Aleph, we spoke about the letter is the name is the essence, Aleph Aluf, and that I'll be able to feel Aleph, the Alufo Shalolam, that Hashem is in command of this world. And that is what we hope that we've gotten out of these 50 days, the Omachut Shamayim. And this is when we scream out Hoshana. It's not just focusing on the Hosha, it's focusing on the Na. Hashem, help me take the Nun, the 50 days from Elul, to Hoshana Rabbah, and allow me the Aleph, the Alufo Shalolam, to feel you. Nimsa Ka'et, in Source 40, Anu Mekafima Bima B'Yom Hazeh, when we circle the Bima and we scream Hoshana, Hoshana, we have to turn to Hashem that we can make Hashem a king over us, and bring the Alufo Shalolam, the presence of Hashem in all of our deeds. And this Shibakoch Zen Niskeli Naheg B'chol Yomot Hashana. Let's take the feeling that we've had all these 50 days, lock it up, and be able to stay on this level of Torah, of Yira, of learning of Torah for us, for our family. And during this day, a person should imagine themselves 3 months from now, 5 months from now, how's my day going to look? How's my Vodas Hashem going to look? Hoshana! It's to be able to take the Nun and bring Hashem into it. Yishakeni minishikot piyu. Hoshana Rabbah is the time to introspect and ask myself, what am I taking from this whole time? Am I closer to Hashem now than I was before? Which is a culmination in Shmini Atzeret of Atzar Eitz L'Dak, Hashem Elokim Eino Nevado. Do I really integrate that into my life? Is this who I really am? Can I imagine that when I'm cooking 3 months from now, or I'm doing a chesed, or I'm working, or I'm taking care of whatever I'm taking care of, that I feel Hashem's presence in my life? This is the question. You know, it reminds me, I heard a great shiur of Rabbi Waxman Erev Yom Kippur, where he says that a person should set aside X amount of time per day and just do everything during that time for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? I'm eating for Hashem and I'm exercising, whatever time it is. He said an hour. I think if you did 15 minutes, that would already be a lot. And it was interesting, because when I mentioned this idea to my older daughter, she looked puzzled. She says, but even we spend our whole day focusing on Hashem. Okay, so some of us are holding on that level of Hoshana Rabbah all year. For those of us like me who may not be holding on that level, this is what we need to do. We need to be able to take that Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshana, to lock in that Na. And indeed, the end of Hoshana Rabbah, when we leave the Sukkah, there's a beautiful tefillah that we say. And the Siva Shalom, quoting this idea, 41, V'nei b'nusach ha-tefillah b'yuchesa l'achida. When we leave the Sukkah, we say, Ribona da'alma, Yehei Rabbah min kadamach, we hope Hashem, before you, that the Malachim HaKadoshim, HaShayachim LeMitzvah Sukkah, of all the Malachim we created to the Mitzvah Sukkah, and the Dalet Minim, and all that we've done in Sukkot, they should accompany me when I leave the Sukkah and enter into my house, that they should be a Shmira Elyona Mikol Ra, that they should be a tremendous protection from all evil. And this is what we want. We want it to be taken with us for the entire year. We don't want it just to leave all of the mitzvot and all that we've gained and leave it in the sukkah. And I'll end with my friends. And this last level, of first level again, is Hoshana, Hashem turned to us. It's a time of the end of the din, where the takim are given down and our tshuva turned in me'ava, schuyos, it's a gevaldik day. On the second day, the takim are given down, and we scream, Hoshana Hashem, I have nothing but tefillah. Save me for your sake. I'm in trouble. On the third, we say, Hoshana, I'm looking toward the future. And I say, Hashem, help me be able to take the whole experience and allow it to become part of me. Save me from the deluge of the world that will make me forget you and get me so preoccupied, and allow me to focus on you. And the tefillah of leaving that we say in Hoshana Rabbah, allow me to take my mitzvot from the sukkah and allow them to be a shmira, a protection for me. The Otzer HaTorah, source 42, brings down B'sefer Mekor Chaim Katav Alalei HaRavot Shalosh Shanos. Aside from throwing it on top or putting it on top of the Aron Kodesh, the Shemati Sheish V'Shmiru LaDerech, that it has a skula of protection on traveling, and it's brought down Menorah Samaor, Rabbi Yitzchak Abuhav. Shemati Sheish V'Rava Shalshana Rabba Skula L'Shmiru. There's a skula for protection. B'habit sakanos drachim, in particular for those who travel. V'akol ufikoshe masavetov kavato. Obviously, it depends on your actions and your thoughts. V'avoteach b'Hashem b'tzel shakai yilonan. Obviously, one who turns to Hashem for protection will be protected by Hashem. But there are stories brought down of Rabbanim who would give the Aravos as a protection to soldiers. World War I is a particular story. And they all came back unscathed. So that the idea of Hoshanos is to take, I'm not telling you what to do, but there is this minhag, again, all these are minhagim, it's to take some of the Hoshanos and to keep it with you. They say, just keep it in a place, you don't have to carry it with you, just store it in a place where you know where it is. Almost like the afikomen. Now you take the mitzvah of chavivos, which is a shmira people hang up on their door. This is another type of shmira. Keep the arava with you. It's a protection for you. And again, on a deeper level, what's the protection? It's a reminder when I see that arava of Hoshana, of this Nun Aleph, that Hashem, I want to bring you into my life at all times. When I look at that Hoshana and I think about that Hoshana of Hashem is with me at all times, B'shel Shakai Yilonan, that takas, a protection. And that's the key. The key is to take Hoshana Rabbah and be able to utilize the day, not just in terms of, you know, getting lost in Erev Yontif, but to be able to focus in on the day in its own right. To spend, we can't say the whole book of Tehillim, so some people get together and everyone, you know, takes it to Mechulak, and together as a group, one says Tehillim, to say Tehillim on Hoshana Rabbah night, to spend an extra time on the day, to have a Suda, like candles, wear white, mamish have a Suda Siyantif, eat Kreplach, mamish realize that it's a Yom HaDin, Aryeh Shad Milo Yerat, but most importantly, not just to go through the technical, but to realize that Hashem, what I want from you, Hoshana, it's that relationship, it's that haresponim. Hashem, I have nowhere to turn to but you. Hoshana, please save me. And Hoshana, please help me, Hashem, to allow this whole experience to be able to take those aravos. Yishakeni mishakopiyu, the lips, the feeling of love, connection that Hashem breathed into me and I breathe back to Hashem, to allow that connection to be an everlasting one. And that, indeed, is my shmira, my protection for the entire year. We should all have a chag sameach, a chag of simcha, of shmira, and a chag of tshuva me'ava, of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.